So before speaking, I'd like to first offer my satsang dandava pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved Srila Gurudev, Nityalila Pavishtam Vishnupad, Astada Satchimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and to all the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis in our Rupa Nuga Guru Vag, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and guests present here today. Hare Krishna. So I've been ordered to speak something about Srila Gurudev, which actually is a very intimate subject, because our relationship with Gurudev is a very intimate and a very, very deep and eternal truth. It is the real truth. We come into this material world since time immemorial, and we make many relationships with our relatives, our friends, our loved ones, so-called, and the objects of our senses. We are always trying to become happy wherever we go. The nature of the soul is that the soul always wants happiness. He always wants bliss. However, we are looking in the wrong places most of the time, because we are desiring to lord it over material natures, Srila Prabhupada said. And we're becoming frustrated time again and again after many, many lifetimes, again frustrated. However, by some good fortune, some causeless mercy, we may come into contact with Sadguru, our eternal spiritual master. And that's spiritual master. He cleanses our heart. He opens our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. By their mercy, we can start to understand really where our true love resides, where our true happiness resides, and our true position. We know Jiva Srupai Krishnara Nityadas Krishnara Tatasta Shakti Bed Abeda Prakash. That the living entity is an eternal servant of God, of Sri Krishna. Our service lies there. It doesn't lie in our society or with our friends and relatives or with anybody else or trying to serve anything other than God and God's associates. So God, Krishna, is so kind that he sends his associates into this material world to bring us out. And if we look in this world at how many people there are on this earth right now, maybe like 7 billion or so, and how many people in this room, maybe 50, 60, how many people who've come to this Krishna consciousness movement over the world right now, it's only a handful really compared to the amount of people in this world. So how much mercy is there? I call it lucky draw. Somehow or another, we got some good fortune. We're very, very fortunate. And even though we can say, oh, I'm not so fortunate because I'm not following really Gurudev properly, I'm not following the Vaishnava's orders properly, but time will tell. Anybody who has some intelligence will still hold on to Srila Gurudev's feet, because Gurudev is walking with us at every moment. The Vaishnavas sometimes say if we do something wrong, you know, which is natural for somebody who's a beginning level devotee, a Kanishtha Adhikari, you know, or somebody even coming to the stage of Kanishtha Adhikari, then natural it is that they have so many material desires in the heart, and they are natural that they will commit so many offenses. But Gurudev doesn't see these things. He's so kind, he's so loving, that he never lets go of our hand. He takes us with us on the whole journey. The Vaishnavas always tell that Gurudev is with us eternally. It means that Gurudev is with us now, he's with us in the past, He's with us in the future. And even when we enter into that realm, the spiritual world, Gurudev will be with us then. Gurudev is always with us. He's our true friend. Gurudev and the Vaishnavas are our two eternal friends. Everybody else in our life will come and go. But Gurudev and the Vaishnavas will always stay with us. Their mercy actually knows no bounds. And slowly, slowly, they will help us chip away and remove the offenses from our heart, remove those sinful material desires that are in the heart of every jiva, really, a conditioned soul in this world. So Gurudev is, like we were saying the other day, a couple of days ago, Prabhuji and Maharaj were saying, Mad Guru Jagat Guru. My Gurudev is the Gurudev for everybody in this world. Why? Because Krishna is present in the heart of every living entity. And because Krishna is in the heart of every living entity, Krishna is never alone. He always comes with his associates. And his associates are Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. So they are always in the heart of every living entity. And they're only waiting for when the living entity turns their face towards Krishna. And when they do, Gurudev is there. It's simple. As soon as we turn towards Krishna, Gurudev is there for us and giving us guidance step after step, holding our hand and giving love, real love and affection. I was reading this morning Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur's Sajjan Toshini, and he was saying that love is the natural, only real love is the natural desire of every living entity. That's all any living entity is looking for, is love. But we put our love outside in our conditioned state to try and attract love from our friends and family and society. But anybody who's looking within, they will see that really our object of love is Krishna. And our via medium to meet that object of love is Sri Guru, Gurudev. We cannot jump. We cannot step over Gurudev. We have to go through Guru. I have a friend, he comes around sometimes and asks some questions. He was kind of following Christian path. So we always compare it, Gurudev, to Jesus. Like the Christians cannot step over Jesus. They go via Jesus. He's the via medium to God. So to God, to love, to real love, to discover, to open up our natural, beautiful, loving propensity that's in the soul eternally. What is it? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Saja Kabinai. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta. Thank you. This is eternally present in the heart. Krishna Prem is there. But right now, it's covered by our anattas, our material desires, our offenses, our illusion, our turning away from Krishna. All it takes is turning towards Krishna and keeping hold of Srila Gurudev's lotus feet. If we can do that and follow his instructions, like Vaishnavas are always telling us, even just something, just a little something, just keep going, something, a little chanting, a little Mangal Aarti, a little prasadam taking, a little kirtan, a little reading, a little hearing, a little service, a little something. It will grow and grow and grow. And eventually, one day, we will see that we'll be doing it nonstop. Taste will come. Ruchi. Gurudev is giving this. He's giving us the opportunity at every moment to come to the stage of ruchi. Obviously, we have to pass through many stages before then. But even we have some ruchi abhas. I have to go to kirtan. I have to chant. I have to go and do some service. I have to do this. I want to do it because some ruchi abhas is there, some taste. Because we know that really that's where the real ananda is. And We are born of Ananda. We want Ananda. We desire Ananda. We want that Ananda. And that Ananda is through our connection with God. Krishna himself wants Ananda. He wants to experience what it's like to have Ananda. He comes as Mahaprabhu to understand the Ananda of Radharani's love for him. Gurudev is teaching all these things. And our Gurudev, he taught the topmost highest thing. There's nothing beyond, in my understanding, of what Gurudev came to give. There's nothing beyond what he came to give, in my understanding. He gave us the topmost position of the jiva. That the jiva can aspire to is Radha Dasyam. And Gurudev, he really, really gave that. He made that prominent in our life. Anyone that came to Gurudev understood that from the day one that they came to Gurudev, that their position, eternal position, was Radha Dasyam, to be an intimate servant of Radha and Krishna on the side of Radharani, serving Radharani in the kunjas of Vrindavan as a kinkari, as a maidservant of Srimata Radharani. He taught us that from the beginning, from somebody who's completely new. And he showed us the glories of the Vaishnavas and the intimate servants of Radharani, like Rupa Manjari, who came here as Rupa Goswami, and all the Goswamis. And he gave so much attention to these Goswamis, to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, to the Rasik Vaishnava literature that these Vaishnavas left behind us as their legacy. He gave us all this. He didn't hold back. He gave us so much, and he left us with the Vaishnavas who are holding our hands still, who are never rejecting us, who are always with us, who are, again, waiting for us to just face towards Gurudev, face towards Krishna, and they are always there for us, always helping us. So some devotees, when, like Maharaj was saying a few weeks ago, he's saying, oh, some were saying, Gurudev has left us, he's gone. He never left us. Gurudev just went deeper into us, our heart. Because anybody who had some sincerity, when Gurudev left, then they felt, Gurudev is really with us. He was really inside us now, because they were constantly meditating on Gurudev. And I was in Los Angeles at that time, and we were at the temple when Gurudev left. And even though it was a deep and harrowing moment when he left, but for those time after, for many months after, we were more inspired. We felt more inspired, and we wanted to do more service. We wanted to please Gurudev more, because we were concentrating more on Gurudev. We were thinking more about Gurudev. We were in that mood of separation, I guess we can call it. So for quite a while, until times changed, but we were so much enthusiastic. Of course, here when we're in Vrindavan, we're in the association of Vaishnavas, who are the embodiment of this enthusiasm. So therefore, we can always touch that enthusiasm. And like, if you touch a live wire, the electrical current will run through you. So that's what Gurudev has left us. He's left us with that current of bhakti is here. And we can always just, we hold on it, and that current flows through us. So Gurudev has never left us. He's more present at every moment as much as we want him to be. So I think I've said enough. Anjakalpatubhista Sanduvya Patanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः देहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतये रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं So first of all, I offer my Dandot Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlavar Shriman Bhaktivedanshi, Narayan Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and Nitlavar Shriman Bhaktivedanshi Bham Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev, to entire Rupana Gaudiya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present today. So, today is very auspicious tithi, today is Putrada Ekadashi, and we just heard now from Shrivat Pran Govind Prabhu that Gurudev has never left us and he's always within our midst and we should never think otherwise. Therefore, even if any devotee is singing Swagatam Gurudev, Swagatam, then the Vaishnavas, they become very displeased. They're saying, why you sing Swagatam, Swagatam? Means welcome, welcome. Means when Guru is already here, why should you welcome him? He never left. Only if he left would you sing Swagatam, means welcome back. But when he's here in the first place, why are you singing Swagatam, Swagatam again? So once Satswarup Maharaj also, he asked Gurudev this question, saying, oh, now my Prabhupada is left. I don't see anyone who can take that place. So now I try praying to Paramatma inside my heart. Because Paramatma is Chaitya Guru, so therefore I don't see anyone else. So I pray to Paramatma that he can answer all my questions and make me advance. So then he asked Gurudev, is this okay that now that my Prabhupada is left, I'm worshipping Paramatma? And Gurudev looked at him and he said, I cannot answer your question. He said, why can you not answer my question? He said, I don't know how to answer your question. Saying, oh Maharaj, why you don't know how to answer my question? You can answer all our questions. He said, I don't know how to answer your question because for me, my Guru has never left in the first place. So when he has never left for me, then how can I even answer that question? Saying, oh, my Guru has left, can I pray to Paramatma? I always feel my Guru is with me. So for you, your Guru may have left, but for me, my Guru is always there. And I don't see Swami Maharaj any less than my own Gurudev. So he's also always with me. So why do you feel in such a way that your Guru has left? You must never think like that, he said. So it's why we see Gurudev himself has spoken on so much of... He's spoken on so much on Guru Tattva, and we've heard so the devotees say how he's guided the disciples of so many. Even when their Gurudev's entered into Nityalila also, he's guiding them, saying that he's never left. He's always within you. Now that he's apparently gone, but still within your hearts, he's always there. Like the Vaishnavas have given an example. Before, Guru was in one place during his Prakat Lila. He could only be seen in one place. But now he can be seen everywhere. How can he be seen everywhere? Through his deity form. Now his deities, they're everywhere. Before, Swami Maharaj was only in one place. But now you see, the deity form of Swami Maharaj is everywhere. In every temple, every house. Similarly, now we see also, Shri Gurudev's deity forms are going everywhere, all around the world. And they're pacifying the devotees, saying that Guru is always present here. And even those who did not have the adhikar to serve Gurudev during his Prakat Leela, means very few could massage Gurudev and perform other services. But now that Sri Gurudev is in his deity form, everyone can have this adhikar now of dressing him, massaging him, and doing all the other services, offering bhoga, and always feeling that Gurudev is within one's midst. So this way we see that even in their pastime of disappearance also, Srila Gurudev is always making us feel that he is always present within our midst. Like we see, this example is given that when when the Panda Puja is not allowed Swami Maharaj and his disciples to enter Jagannath Puri, this temple of Jagannath, what did Swami Maharaj do? He took Jagannath everywhere, all around the world. Now you see, there is no city where the Rath Yatra is not performed. In every city, every small town, village, the Rath Yatra is being performed. Jagannath Dev is being taken on procession. We see also, Madan Mohan Govind Gopinath, they were only in Vrindavan before. But when they went to Jaipur, All the deities of Madan Mohan Govind Gopinath were sent all around the world. The deities were carved or manifested and they were sent all around the world. Now Madan Mohan Govind Gopinath are everywhere. So also now Gurudev in his deity form, in his near and dear ones, in the form of his teachings, he's still manifesting his presence more and more. So today is Putra Ekadashi. So we see that on this Ekadashi, there's a very nice history. It is said that Parjanya and Variyasi, father of Nanda Maharaj, Parjanya had 5 sons. First was Upananda, second was Abhinandan, third was Nanda Maharaj, fourth was Sunanda, and the fifth was Nandan. So we see his youngest son, Nandan, also had a child. Nandan had a child, Upananda had a child, Abhinandan, Sunanda, they all had children except for Nanda. So therefore we see Parjanya, he's called Parjanya because he had this nature, the complexion of a dark monsoon rain cloud. So therefore Parjanya was very sad, saying, oh, my son Nanda is so qualified, he's the middle one, but he doesn't have any children and he's so intelligent, but still I see that he has no children. So he was very sad. And he told Variyasi also, his wife, saying, oh, what should we do? As we know, wherever Krishna is, Lord Shiva is also present there. Like we see in Gokul also, there's Chintaharan Mahadev. Why Chintaharan? Because he steals away the anxieties of all the Brajavasis. So he told Yashoda that if you have any anxiety, I will steal it away. Chintaharan. And also we see he's also present as Brajeshwar Mahadev. Where? In Barsana. In Barsana also he's present as Brajeshwar Mahadev, where Radharani and all the Sakis would worship him. And even there in Kadambakandi also, near Sunera, the birthplace of Rangadevi and Sudevi, there is this place, Kadambakandi, where Radharani, she worshipped Lord Shiva and she offered her golden necklace. Therefore, this name Sunera. So there we see that Lord Shiva is worshipped by all the Vrajavasis in their Narvat Leela, this Leelagat Vichar. So we see here, he is also present there in Nandagav. He's also there as Nandishwar Mahadev and also as Ashlishwar Mahadev. So there we see Parjanya, he went to Lord Shiva and he prayed to Ashlishwar Mahadev, saying, please bless me to have a son. So then Lord Shiva said, oh, you want a son? You want a grandson? Your grandson is so qualified, more qualified than even me. So how can I bless you to have someone who's more qualified than me, who's not within my adhikar? So Lord Shiva was checking to see what Parjanya Rishi wanted. He said, please, anyhow, you must bless me. So then Lord Shiva said, all right, even if I cannot bless you to have a son, there is one personality who can bless you to have a son. So Parjanya Rishi asked, who is she? Who is that person? So he said, Ekadashi Devi. Ekadashi Devi, she has manifested from the 11 senses of Bhagavan, my Prabhu. So she can bless you to have a son. So therefore we see, when on this day, on Putra Ekadashi, Parjanya, he prayed so much to Ekadashi Devi to have a son. And then when he was praying to have a son, what happened? Nanda and Yashoda, even though they were in their 40s, in their middle age, they were blessed with a son. But still, Nanda, he asked Yashoda, saying, oh, you don't have a son, you don't feel bad. Because according to Chanakya Niti, Chanakya Pandit says that if in marriage life there is no child, then that marriage life is like a barren desert, he said. That marriage life is useless, he said, if there is no child. So this way, Nanda Maharaj was asking Yashoda Maya also, saying, oh, you don't feel hopeless that you don't have a son. She said, no, I don't want to have a son. My son is my Saligram Shila. If I have a son, then my love and affection will be divided. So I only want my Narayan. So then it was seen that Narayan himself appeared as Yashoda's son. And therefore he has this black complexion. Because Yashoda said, only if my Shaligram Shila appears as my son, I will accept him as my son. So therefore we see Krishna, he appeared in his original self-same form, in his blackish form, and he appeared as their son. But we see in other cases, like we see Govinda Ghosh, he also had a son, and his wife became so attached to that son, she stopped serving the deity. And Govinda Ghosh said, oh, you stopped serving the deity, may your son die. And the next day he died. So even such children, if they are impediments to one's bhajan, then what is the use of having them? And like Srila Gauravananda Maharaj was so outspoken in this regard. He was so outspoken. He was saying in class that what is the use? Maybe I shouldn't be even saying this word. He said, what is the use of having bastard children? He said, no use of having such children. That is so useless, he said. They will only make you go away from bhajan. So he was so hard-hitting. You see Trivikram Maharaj also. He said, what is the use of your children? Cannot even chant the Mahamantra. They're useless like buffaloes. Therefore we see sometimes, even in among devotees, we see devotees, they want their children to be very well educated, go to good universities, have nice lives, married lives, but none of them really want their devotee to engage themselves fully in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Yashoda Maya, she was not like this. She said, only if Bhagavan himself becomes my son, then I will accept him as my son. And we see that was what happened. Therefore we see this knot that Yashoda tied, none could open, only Nanda Baba. And Nanda Baba also, with great difficulty, he opened this knot that had tied Krishna. If Nanda Baba had tied the knot around Krishna, then Yashoda, she could have easily opened the knot, because her love is even greater than Nanda Baba. But Nanda Baba, he took some time, with some difficulty, he opened the knot. So such was the Vatsalya Bhav of Nanda and Yashoda, that Krishna himself appeared as their son. Also it is seen that when Krishna was in the Gurukul, when he was about to leave, his Guru Mata, Sandipani Muni's wife, she said, oh, now you're leaving. Seet and Asit are leaving, the black one and the white one. He said, then what about my son? She said, "If I always saw you two as my sons, but now if you're leaving, I don't have any son." So Krishna said, what is your desire? She said, you must help me have my son back. So then Krishna, what happened to your son? Oh, he went to bathe in the ocean and he disappeared. Krishna, he went, he killed Panchajanya, and he went to see Yam Maharaj. There he saw the son of Sandipani. And there he saw all these jivas suffering so much. Like those who had illicit relations, they were being bound by these pillars of fire. And those who were eating meat were being eaten by other animals. Those who were smoking ganja, these molten rods were being put inside their mouths. So many bad things were happening. So then Krishna, he manifested Ekadashi Devi from his 11 senses. And he said, now you must deliver all the jivas. And then as we know, hell itself became empty. And that is another history. This Rukmanga, Dharmanga, then Mohini. So we see that Ekadashi Devi, she is, herself is Karuna Murti. She is the deity of Krishna's compassion. And she appears in so many different forms. As Yogini Ekadashi, where Parvati Devi herself, because she could not marry Lord Shiva, because she had committed an offense as Sati, Naradushi told her to follow Ekadashi. So the name, this Ekadashi is named after her, Yogini Ekadashi. And there is also Rama Ekadashi, where there was a very chaste lady, where because of her chastity towards her husband, this Vaikuntha itself was named after her. This Rama Priya Vaikuntha. So many Sattil Ekadashi. And then after Margashirsha, this Ekadashi comes. And there is Utpan Ekadashi, the birth of Ekadashi. So we see 27 Ekadashis throughout the year. And this way, 25 Ekadashis, and then Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Baldev Purnima, Advait Saptami, Nityanantaradashi, Gaurpurnima. So 1 month is only for vratas. Out of 12 months, 1 month is completely dedicated, only for vratas, 30 days. So this is the provision that Krishna has made for the advancement of our spiritual welfare. So I pray to Ekadashi Devi that we not be drawn to mundane children who will try stealing us away from Radha and Krishna, or that we only desire this fruit that Krishna himself will write our names in the registry for Srimati Radhika as her maid servants. And this only this prayer will make Gurudev happy and the Vaishnavas happy. This is how Gurudev was. And lastly, we see that I was listening to one remembrance of one devotee. He was saying that when Gurudev would return to his residence, they would all be chanting Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. And Gurudev would say, he would ask all these children, what is your goal? They said, Krishna Prem. Gurudev said, no, this is not our goal, to be a maid servant to Srimati Radhika. He gave this to 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. How merciful he was. So praying in the Lord's feet of Guru and Vaishnavas, I only hope that this prayer will bear fruit in some life or the other. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripasindu bhavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Chakshurunulita mena tasmai shri gurave namah. Vansha kalpatravyascha kripasindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandabat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Shri Gurudev Nitya Lila Prabhishta Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Shri Guru Maharaj to our Rupa Anuga Guru Bharga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today is Putrada Ekadasi. Following order of Prabhuji, I'll speak very briefly. We all know glories of Ekadasi, but especially in this month of Narayan or Posh, just 5 days before the new month of Magh, the special month of Magh will appear, then this Ekadasi comes, this Putrada. So Putrada meaning giver of Putra. So many people, they're very, it's considered like very inauspicious to have no children, and especially like those who are into this path of karma, you know, karma. They consider it like a very bad situation, no children. Because who's there to do tarpan for them? They want to go to heaven. So there has to be some descendants to, like, you know, like pray for them when they leave. So so most people, they see those kinds of people who have those desires. Then they see like, oh, Putrada. Oh, we should follow this vrata, then they will have children. And really, this also can give children also. Because like even if you read this Ekadasi Mahatmya, then there's all these stories there that, oh, they got children because they follow this Ekadasi. But we have to understand that this is not the real glory of this Ekadasi. So, Prabhupada is telling that. Okay. No, but this point is made. Like, if you think like this, then those who are not married, then they follow this Ekadasi. So, what does it mean for them? You know? And of course, you have to understand. Like, really, Ekadasi is mother of devotion. Mother gives children, but. Now we understand this Ekadasi has been glorified. If anyone follow Ekadasi, then what is born? This bhakti, this devotion to Krishna. So for the jiva, this is our real, the real artha, the real wealth, the real goal. So we want to enter into the spiritual world. Ekadasi sometimes is called Harivasar. And also, it is considered a day of upavas. What does that mean? When you say bas, means like residence. You know, like oh, there's Brij Basi, there's the Mathura, like Mat Basis. Okay, they reside in the Mat. They reside in Vrindavan Basis. So when you say Harivas or upavas, upa means near. So when we say, when Ekadasi is glorified as a day of upavas, that's actually, upa means to come near, meaning to come close to Bhagavan. And understanding that Bhagavan resides where there's this chanting of the holy names, because he himself is the holy name. Where there is kirtan, where there is harikata, that is where he resides. So he said, Ekadasi is also Harivasar. That's a particular time where that time he himself is there. So on this day, then really following Ekadasi is not just like fasting. Most idea is, okay, we fast, but we hear this all the time. that like fasting really means chanting, doing all these devotional activities. You fast from grains, but not just that. Actually, you fast from all these activities that has to do with the material world. And you only make yourself closer to Bhagavan by all these activities that's where he is. And so on this day, we see devotees, they engage more in their chanting, in Harikatha, Kirtan. They go to the holy places, go to the Yamuna, or they read scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, like this. They dedicate this whole time for these activities. So devotees who are in good association, then they will know this. And really, you can really follow Ekadasi if you are in good association. So Sarasanga is very important, very relevant. So with this in mind, then we see how fortunate those devotees who are following sadhu sangha. And therefore, this will always remain our prayer, that wherever we are, we always stay in the association of the Vaishnavas, in higher class association. And this way, then our day becomes always auspicious. And Ekadasi day then becomes a double auspiciousness. So today, we pray unto the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, the Vaishnavas, that truly we can receive the gift that this Ekadasi day is giving to everyone.
Ungagyan Mativanandhasya Gananyana Salakaya Chakshurun Mitang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpaturubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanang Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namaha Namaha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurattisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhavasarupatam Krishna Priya Varyasi Brahmabhakti Pradevi Radhiketang Namaimam Radhi Vrindavanadhisi Karunam Ritabahini Kripaya Nijapadabjam Dasyam Mayam Pradiyatam Vandi Nanda Pradistrinam Padaranum Abhikshnasa Jasang Hari Kathodigitam Unati Bhuvanatrayam Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Anant Anant Guru Vishnu Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinashan Garnishinga Dev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramandi Today is Putrada Ekadasi. This Ekadasi is for many Puran, many Shastras, many experience and many program. Telling once a time demons are attacking these demigods and kicking all. And they have no room and no place. They are suffering and running here and there. This is nature. Sometimes demon, there is conquer, win, and sometimes demigod win. But demigod has guru, demons has guru. Both are his guru. Guru is not ordinary, all bona fide guru. But they like demon guru like demon help, and demigod guru like demigod helping. But demigod proud too much. They sometimes disobey guru, not follow. Like ordinary people respecting Gurudev Vaishnavas and temple is staying, then they don't care on Gurudev. Yeah. Gurudev is all in all, everything, but they I am Gurudev. I am not too less to Gurudev. Yeah. One time Mathura temple, one Brahmachari telling Gurudev, I am 2 fingers short to you, only 2 fingers. Like, then Gurudev say, what you say? Yes, only 2 fingers. After I am will be also same you, more than you. Gurudev say, yes, true. Then he starting, people giving sannyas, giving harinam, diksha, this and that. People, this ordinary jiva is like nature. So what happened now? All of this kicked out. Then who is sad? Aditi, very sad. Then Kaishavaniyar is requesting. Kaishavaniyar says, what can I do? You are asking me. Son, I give you many, many. Not one, two. How many qualified your sons? Chandra, Surya, Sun, Varun, Indra, Marut, Gan, many, 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 many. But she's saying they are weak. They have no power. Why? They are all time kicked out for heaven, own house, room, they lost, family, all lost. They have no power. So Kaishav says, they not follow me, they not follow Guru, they not follow God, they are very independent. Then what happened then? Who controlling them? How controlling? They're not doing tapasya, nothing doing. Demons are much better. They continue following Gurudev and respecting. And king is respecting, father is respecting, and everybody is in a time calling, all coming at a time. Demons said, this is unity. Committee, unity, diversity. Demigod says no. Indra, strong, sometimes telling, then something following, but not his neglect mood, hate mood, like not his respect mood. And also Brihaspati Gurudev telling, then also neglecting. They sometimes going, Brahma's near helping me, Vishnu's near helping me, Shiva's near helping me, but problems in them. Otherwise, I am not less to anybody. Also Krishna's near coming, helping for little later, Krishna says, I am taking one parijat, the fighting. How are you taking this one? Not possible. Look, 1 minute before, requesting humbly, please helping Narakasura is stealing my mother Kundal and taking my Chhatri, Varunas, and this and that, helping, please helping, helping. Krishna helping, and then Krishna says, okay, I am taking only one tree, small tree one. No possible. Attacking him. So this is his nature. This is all prouds, four prides. Prabhutapai mad kahe nahi. Little position came, then prouds. Lot of unlimited prouds. This is not infinite. Not finished, never. So now, Kaishavaniya is requesting, please you helping me. You are all in all. You have power, you are this and that. So sometime needed, then wife, ladies, Mr. humbly going, sweetly speaking, very sweet for you, serving too much. Like many sevak, coming gurus near, serving nicely, oh Gurudev, I am your shadow, I am your feet dust in shoes, I am your everything, Gurudev, please. But his own desire is fulfilled, then, yes, this is God mercy. Gurudev is pleased with me, something giving me, this is my good luck, good fortune, my good karma. But not glorify Gurudev. Now, Kashyap Nihar is Aditi, too much humble, praying, requesting. Then Kashyap saying, you are only follow me, and you need his children, and then I give you. I'm husband, my duty. Also, I'm giving ditis for many children. There is demon. Also, I'm giving other many, somebody's children is bird, somebody's children is water inside is animals. Many, see, he has wife. And all are different. Some wife, children, all trees. Many, other. So now, she say, you give me one powerful son. So only powerful is Lord Vishnu, Narayan, Srihari. He is only powerful. So how can I am getting this son? Then he is saying, Kashyap, okay, you follow 1 month brata. And this first 1 month, after say no. Following, commit 1 year brata. After say, this brata meanings, tapasya meanings, how you pleasing God. Therefore, you every day after brata evening time, calling Brahmin, Sadhu, Vaishnava, Bhakta, and feeding everybody. Everybody's. And then they are pleased, they're happy, then God will be happy. Sadhus not you serving, Brahmins, Vaishnava not serving, Bhakta not serving, then God never will be happy. There is followers of God. So you serving? Then she's agree. Okay. She's every day nice cooking and offering. All Brahmin, Bhakta devotees, complete day fasting. Evening time she's feeding. After evening time, she's what taking? Only milk. Nothing more. So that time, Kashyap saying, ki, you follow all brata. This is your duty. Then she is asking, what brata? I am following already, you telling this boy brata. I am following, yes. But now, Ekadasi coming. This Ekadasi is near you praying. Then God, near and dearest, very close to this Ekadasi. She is possible, give you this son. Which son? God himself. Otherwise, Olar has desire many things for. But our near coming, Duratma. No coming Mahatma. Bad soul coming. This is problem. Many guru, many acharya, many father, many family, a bad soul coming and disturbing, fighting, arguing, and smashing. How many things is doing nonsense? So this is own karma. Then Aditi saying, okay, now I am, as you telling, I'm following. Then she is, Ekadasi day, complete day, she is now only chanting Vishnu Sahasranam. After, Kashyap said, no, Gopal Sahasranam. You chanting. And mantra chanting. Then Gopal, yeah, Srihari, Vishnu, Lord Narayan, all will be happy with you. They agree, then they coming, and then they are helping you, your sons, everybody is for helping. Then she is worshipping, chanting mantra, complete day. She is, no need breathing. Breathing for time not lost, meaning very fast. Now all are chanting like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. One hour after, one time, Krishna coming. after 1 hour also not coming sometime. Sometimes Mala is where? I am where. What? Kashyap Singh, no. Breathing, that time any soul going you inside. Bacteria, meaning electron, proton, very small. Air inside is many, many jivo. All air full of jivo. You are not thinking, air inside nothing. Fire inside also jivo. Water inside many jivo. Earth inside is unlimited. So everywhere, to your breathing time, you continue chanting this Lord Sri and holy name, Omkar, Ya, Pranav, otherwise mantra, you chanting. She is now practicing. First Pranav with is, she is clear on self, and after she is now chanting this holy name or mantra chanting. Chanting, then what looking? Her heart, like is one lotus is come. After looking, there is Lord Sri Hari smiling and giving darshan. Darshan giving, then she is praying. And looking, her Karuna Sukti mercy, this Ekadashi Devi. Following her brata, then she is asking, which one need? Varaha, Kurma, yeah, this Matsya, which one you need? Nishinga? Say no. No, no. Then looking Samya, very peaceful, very sweet, soft deity, like is Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Very is nice. Krishna very restless, you know. Ram very strong, serious. Nishinga ferocious, danger. And Varaha, he's also, he has task. Anytime attacking, no guarantee when attacking. But Vishnu's first, she's very happy. Then she say, okay, you give me this one son, choicefully. Then Lord Vishnu, he came, but within Vamana avatar. So this story telling Phaguni Rishi, who is near? This Parjana Rishi is near. Parjana Rishi is father of Nanda. He has sadness. He like this. My Nandas will be son. Children is needed. Then they are gone on Guru, priest. Bhaguli Rishi is near. Sandila Rishi, Bhaguli Rishi, many Rishi, Marshi. Every day Nanda Bhavan coming. Until Durvasa Rishi. Everybody coming. Dattatriya, Parashar, all coming. Bhaguli Rishi telling this Aditi following this brata. And after her choicefully, she getting the children, Lord Vishnu. He is came. Do you like? Then Yashoda say, yes, this is much better. I am following Ekadashi. Jiva Goswami Prabhu writing is Gopal Champu. Following this brata, all are, all Brajavasi. Everybody. Not only Nanda Yashoda. Every, all Ekadashi following. But Putra Ekadashi day, all are praying. Lord Sri Hari is near, Ekadashi Devi is near. Please, giving Yashoda one son. And Yashoda, what doing the yoga time? Offering no ordinary son, no need any soul, no need Mahatma and Duratma. I like his Lord Sri Hari. Also, which one? I like this. He will be my Gopal Govinda. He is coming my near. Then, this Bhagavad Gita is this advice, order with this, following this brata, and Yashoda Mata's near is, everything is come. What come? Her heart also appears fast. Like Devaki's heart is, what's the, give me mantra. Mantra with this, Devaki's near is come. Same, this mantra with this, came this Yashoda Mata's near. And Yashoda Mata continue. She is mindly, first time practicing, until 8 months she is worshipping. She's serving. And after, he appears. And after, she's continues serving. But how long? Only 10 years. 6 months. After, he's where? In Mathura Dwarka. That time, Yashoda Mata saying, Nanda was near. Ordinary son, also nobody's complete followers. But I believe everybody I am serving, worshipping Lord Sri Hari. He is also left me. Krishna hearing, Krishna, how much he said. So how can I complete everything left and I am coming your near? I am also doing some sadhana. This is very difficulty. Why? He has many, many thousand other bhakta devotees and followers. Everything is left and he's coming. Jasodamata is near. He has many problems. So now telling this Putra Dekadushi Bradhavasi Jar, all are following. And life to life, Krishna's distance, then okay, Krishna is not with me, I forget him. No, they say life to life will be my son. And all time continue will be my near. So this Guru Vaishnava is near, Bhakta is near, Acharya is near, yeah, any family members near, any soul they needed? No, they know like, they like his God person, yeah, God himself. But God person is much better. Like Kapil Dev came, devotee serving Kardam Rishi, long time, many thousand years. After asking Kardam Rishi, what you need? Said, the lady's nature, you know, need some children. See, you are not change. With me, thousand years doing tapasya, and now not change you. Say, how can I change him? My nature, give me one son. Yeah. Give me 9 daughters, no happy. So one son give me. So okay, I'm giving you a son. Then he is praying and doing tapasya and giving Kapil Dev, God himself. Kapil Dev came, born, appears, and at a time giving starting advice. And making Jogini complete Mahat. Tagini. And after Kapil Dev gone. She is now getting liberation and also this advice which is changing. So this God, Lord himself, how can coming our near? He will be our beloved. No relation, then not is permanent. Relation is necessary. So this Ekadashi Devi giving this founder relation. This Putrada means vasalya's no affection. But any others is needed more. Superior things, superior things, what? This Singharasa, Priya Priyatam. Then that Ekadashi coming, that glory is also explaining. This is telling Kamada Ekadashi. That day, all are has desire, Krishna will be my lover and near and dear. But this Putrada Vasulya Rasa for very helpful. So this, otherwise, other son is coming, problem. But bhaktas are, devotees are all time praying, coming my nearest, God near and dearest. On parshad, they are more helpful. Like Prahlad Maharaj came, how much helpful? Bhaktis for, everything for. So today is Putra Dekadashi. But other day, people is begging God near, yeah, and demigods near, any other doing austerity tapasya, then coming ordinary soul. But this Ekadashi Devi is near for praying, then Ekadashi Devi thinking she is well wisher, who is helpful. What is helpful for me, this person? Satsanga necessary. Sadhu Sangha without, sadhu not coming, and sadhu coming, advice giving, I'm not following. Like devotees for Kapil Dev, Kardam Rishi giving advice, not following. Kapil Dev's son giving advice, at them following. So this is necessary. One son, anything telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling mother, mother, please, I'm begging you near, something giving, what you need? Everything is your. No, I'm begging you near. What? I'm praying, what? Today do you following Ekadashi? No eating grains? Say yes, good. This is good. No problem. So son is telling, then following. Other person telling, yes, I'm try, possible, I'm thinking about this, all after, but son telling, very nice. So Sachimata continue forever following. So Mahaprabhu, everywhere going, everybody is near is requesting, is Kali Yuga, only for Ekadasi and Tulasi. Ganga, Vaishnava. Holy river, Todiyo and Modiyo. So this, Brahmachari Sannyasi following, then their son will be getting birth in son, where to? Like Narad, Narayan, never to Brahma born. Then Brahmachari is never to born a burning son. No. This ordinary son for desire also removing. Children's for desire also removing. Or sir, ordinary anybody enjoy for joyful life for desire, family for desire, this desire forever going. No more son for desire, many more family for desire. Like one lame, blind, also orphan, poor person gone Lord Shiva's near. Asking Shiva, please, you give me some boon. Shiva say, okay, you were long time doing austerity, I'm giving one boon. He said, no problem, you're giving one, no problem. I'm one asking you, not too many. Yes, then I'm one giving. I am promised, yes. Thought you asking me? So I'm asking you, in my eyes it is, I want to see my grandson eating within gold plate, milk and rice. Yeah. Then, now his no eyes, he's blind. Now eyes he's asking. And also his no marriage, then how coming son? How coming grandson? Now will be marriage. And marriage meaning no need, no money, no house, then how getting marriage? And also he's not healthy, thou who like him? So he is now no more lame, no more blind, he is all wealthy, all food stuff, everything which is he is asking Shiva's name. Shiva also very clever. He is giving his grandson one Shiva's parshad. Like Birbhadra Nandi. All time telling grandfather, chanting Harinam, doing bhajan, doing tapasya, eating prasadam. All time making desire free. No more desire. So this putra ekadasi meaning life to life, all are has this desire. Running, non-stop. Now also what happened, you know? I am looking. Somebody taking cat, baby, kitten, taking lap, kissing and stroking and sleeping within own bed inside his quilt and mat. And also giving this milk and after somebody like this dog puppy, somebody liking piglet, somebody like this sheep and goat. Why? They have this desire, I like son. This is son of this person, kitten, son, daughter. Dog and doggy puppy, daughter and son. Too much like, too much love. Pot inside is milk giving, after kissing, how are you? Like after combing, after bathing, after giving quilt and mat, oh, we cold, how can you sleeping? You come my room, on top of bed, are you sitting here? I am covering in you. This material affection, this is too much. Jalabharat, only dear cup for affection for his three life gone. How this removing this? Anartha, paramartha for no desire, therefore no love and affection. Krishna's for no love, telling, hey, going Mahaprabhu's service for Krishna's service for, oh, I'm a long time doing, I can do more. Now I want to get relief, relax, I am not bound with this anything. Now going deity service for, but dog service for, then no bitterness. Cat service for? No bitter. But deity service for? Okay, I am not telling you serving me. You serving any Vaishnava, Bhakta. No need me. I am looking everything, then I promise Krishna, give me power. All time I am serving you, serving Guru Vaishnavas. What? Now is our position, how is low, below, going down. Hell going, where going? But not coming off, came Krishna's near, came Mahaprabhu's near, but they are service for no desire. They are within no affection, no relation, and going down. Monkeys for desire. Here Krishna for no prasadam. Krishna's prasadam, I am not offering, I am passes taking one big bound wire bundle monkeys for. I am distributing monkeys. Yeah. Oh, their god. Yeah. Now is one style. Yeah. Mahaprabhu saying, you follow Ekadasi, you are serving and chanting Krishna Nam. Say, no, Mahaprabhu, I am not following your Ekadasi. I am following France Ekadasi. I am following now Italy Ekadasi. I am following now German Ekadasi. Now American Ekadasi. African, Russian Ekadasi. I am not following you. But Germany give you result and fruit for Ekadasi? Yeah, France giving you? Why not follow you, Mahaprabhu and Mayapur Dham? Holy land? I am anywhere get birth, anywhere I am staying, but I am not is. This is not permanent residence. I am not Italian, I am not African, not Indian, not I am anybody. I am Mahaprabhu's this footstep followers. This is my identity. No relation, then I am misguided, misconception, misunderstand. I am going where? All are will be appointed within Mahaprabhu. This Kali Yuga. Nobody take care, nobody take responsibility. Who is give you guarantee? Germany government give you guarantee? Yeah, German, yeah, Italian, yeah, Africa, America? Who tell you? Why follow them? The sun god and moon god give you opportunity, yeah, get fruit. Russia, anybody giving? But Ekadasi they be giving. Ekadasi coming by Mahaprabhu's desire, Krishna's desire. So why not you follow? No, I am following this other conception society. I can't follow Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu tell you anything like this? This means misconception. Very bad things. When will be clean? When understanding? Why not understanding? I am came God near, I cannot follow. I am follow below other soul. They are my son, they are my relatives, they are my friends. Then I am worshipping them. They are my worshipper, I am worshipper, they are worshipable, I am serving them. Fruit coming there too. But I am chodata dhanajana kalatra sudamita, chodata karma gyan. Everything you left and you follow this, Radha Madhav. But I can do. So not doing then fruit coming where to? How I have to come good fruits? Krishna telling promise, sarva dharman parityajya. Mam ekam saranam braja. Not telling other sa follow. Mam ekam saranam braja. Aham tam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami ma sucha. Not only sins and offense. Aham tam sarva papibhyo. Everything I am removing, I am cleaning, I am taking responsibility. I'm promise. Nobody telling like this. I'm taking you my residence, my near, my home. I give you my home and my hometown and my everything giving. I'm take care of you. But I can't follow. Then who is this false? I came Brajadham, but I am not follow Krishna. I have many other friends. So the result, what to coming? Therefore all sad, mad and crazy and suffering. Coming for bhajan. Now, how much suffering? Why? No relation with him. His service for I have no time. Before, everybody, I am serving, I am going, I am 2 day 10, utsamai ghanatarala. Vishasangara, bulabhikalpa. Us tarangarangini, finish. Chakravarti Thakur, everything is explaining. Rup Goswami Prabhu, therefore telling Usat Nishyat Dharjat, Tat Tat Karma Pravartana, Tat Tat Karma Pravartana. Usat Nishyat Dharjat, Tat Tat Karma Pravartana. Sangatyago Satabritte Salabhivakti Prasiddhati. Sangatyago, Asus Sangatyage Vaishnavachar. So who is sadhu? Monkey sadhu? Or donkey sadhu? Cat sadhu or God sadhu? Oh, Krishna not sadhu. Krishna's followers are not sadhu. This is our now judgment. My mind is now giving good judgment. But I have no desire, I will not want to do any things for positiveness. Then how in my life? Therefore this Ekadashi Devi, this Putrada, meanings all ordinary, any affectionate soul, life to life, my nearby, removing, giving this vatsalya and giving this affection, real mood and real tendency, therefore following. This is our goal in life. So this Putrada Ekadashi, Brajamandal, not only heaven, this Aditi, and everybody following, and they like now understanding. Vamandev came, then understand Vamandev is how he is helpful. Lord Vishnu, he is continue Upendra name with his Indra's younger brother, continue coming and continue staying in heaven daytime and after evening time going. Kashyap Aditi worshipping and serving, Indra asking, and by his order and advice something doing, independent not doing. To our beloved, this Vinod Bihari, here is present, Mahaprabhu present, anyhow, serving. He is giving good opportunity, good chance, serving and getting relation, going his near. Anything doing for him, doing for Vaishnavas. Okay, you have time and you have mind, you go. This Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Sam Sundar, everywhere go, serving, very nice. This is good luck, good opportunity. Why is there here and there the conditions so living and ready and or running and wasting time and wasting life and lost everything? You not looking this position, came Vrindavan Dhamma, I am not want to explain and not telling. How is this suffering? How is living? How much painful? Not knowledge coming, not change coming. Own eyes is look how much position. Therefore, why not is you change now? Therefore, will be serious. 1 minute time is not wasting. Other karma making and fruit coming. All time, but service to service. Other pray, weak, then pray. Then strength coming. Okay, Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Gaur.